didn't put it in my slide, but I have no financial conflict of interest, other than the fact that the author is my husband. So I want to get that out of the way, because I kept thinking I'm going to say my husband this, my husband that, and I'd rather just put it out there so it's done and not do it. Good afternoon. My name is Carol Petrucci, and I'm going to talk about a study that was conducted recently about disability status and job outcomes after vocational rehabilitation. The study was conducted by Frank Martin and has been accepted for publication in the Journal of Applied Rehabilitation Counseling. I assisted with the project, and I'm going to give you a brief overview of the study today. And then, oh, I guess this. That didn't do it. There it is. Healthy People 2020 states that employment-related objectives to promote the health and well-being of people with disabilities include reducing unemployment among people with disabilities and increasing employment among people with disabilities, kind of hand in hand. Employment or unemployment among people with disabilities is a serious public health issue that affects health outcomes, access to health care, quality of life, and other important psychosocial factors in individuals. Healthy People has identified improving employment outcomes for people with disabilities as a priority area. Two things to do here. Okay. Again, kind of redundant, but it is important to note that it is part of Healthy People 2020. And the vocational rehabilitation program is an essential resource to help people with disabilities return to work or gain new employment. The objectives of the study were to examine primary disability status and occupational outcomes after vocational rehabilitation closure, and it quantifies the top job titles and occupations by disability categories, including blindness, deafness, cerebral palsy, autism, and mental illness. The full study looks at the top 50 job titles in 23 disability categories. Today I'm just going to discuss the top 10 job titles and the top 10 disability categories to provide a snapshot of the data. So the study provides insight on occupations obtained after successful VR closure, and it describes the top occupations by disability category. And we used secondary analysis of Vocational Rehabilitation Administration data in fiscal year 2008, and it uses the standard occupational classification system. And for those of you that don't know, the SOC is used by the federal statistical agencies to classify workers into occupational categories for the purpose of collecting, calculating, or disseminating data. It's managed by the Bureau of Federal Labor Statistics. So the reason this is important is in 2004, 2005, most federal statistical agencies, including the RSA, changed from the DOT system to the SOC system. And the federal government adopted the SOC system so the data would be comparable across agencies. And so since this change is recent, there is very little published research using SOC data. Most of it uses the DOT codes. And I think everybody knows what DOT is, right? The Dictionary of Occupational Titles. If you don't, raise your hand. What's that? I did too. I keep kind of trying. That's why I put a little note to myself to mention it, because in the back of my mind, I keep doing that too. So this study replicates previous work research by Walls and Fulmer in 1997. They quantified the top 50 job titles and the top 5 occupations by disability categories, including blindness, deafness, cerebral palsy, autism, mental illness, and others. The previous study used DOT classifications. This study reports on how wages, the the current study. I wasn't with the new study. Reports how the wages earned by VR consumers after closure compare with the general labor force for identical occupational classifications. To the best of our knowledge, there is only one previously published study that has examined VR outcomes using the SOC system, and that is by Bouton in 2010. I believe you say it. That's how you say it. Median hourly wages are reported for VR consumers by occupational title and compared with the Bureau of Labor Statistics data on entry-level wages from the general labor force. And VR demographic profile has changed since 1997, with an increase in consumers with attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, specific learning disabilities, and autism. So this is a good opportunity to update some of that data and include some of these categories. Our data source was from the RSA 9/11 for fiscal year 2008, and was used to identify consumers who exited with an employment outcome, a disability category, median hourly wages at closure, and an SOC title. So in 2008, there were 196,311 cases that were closed in the VR system with a competitive employment outcome. So this is kind of the sample description now. These represent the sample for the study. So at the time, 30.4% were previously employed. They were employed at the time they entered the VR system, and 69.5% were unemployed. About half and half male, female, a little bit more or less. And the average age is 36 years. And the race ethnicity is spread across pretty proportionally. Disability doesn't discriminate. So the subgroup analyses included consumers in the following categories: specific learning disorder, and these are in the order of highest percentage. So, as I said before, the full study ranks 23 disability categories, but I'm going to display the top 10 over the next two slides, just so you get an idea. So specific learning disabilities, depressive mood disorder, hearing loss, primary communication, auditory, mental retardation, drug abuse or dependence other than alcohol, blindness, deafness, primary communication visual, schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders, ADHD, oh, looks like I put two in there. Okay, so that's 11 categories. So alcohol abuse or dependence, I didn't separate those, and anxiety disorders. So the results, the most commonly held occupations after VR closure were service-related jobs, such as janitor, housekeeper, and stock clerk. And the two highest income jobs were registered nurse at $22 per hour for the vocational rehab consumers, and truck driver at $13.75 an hour. And so we have a table. This table looks at the eight most frequent disability categories and the five most frequent positions the sample obtained after vocational rehabilitation. This table split up over two slides, too, so it's nice and big and everybody can see it. And you'll note that, as I said, most of the positions are stock clerk, janitor, retail, these types of service industry positions. So there's that, and then there's the other four. Again, it's very similar. Participants who exited with an employment outcome reported hourly wages that were lower than the median wages of the general labor force for all of the 50 occupations. The largest discrepancies in hourly wages were reported for managers, maintenance and repair workers, and registered nurses. So positions, managers and registered nurses are positions that have some greater potential for for advancement. So this table compares the median hourly wages of the top 10 most frequent job titles in the sample with the median hourly wages in the general labor force. It's split over two slides as well. And you can see that these positions, every single one, the general labor force median wages are higher than the vocational rehab. So we got 5 minutes, and so let me go back. How do I go back? Do you know? Okay, good. Thanks. So please note, in every category, the median wage is higher for the general labor force than it is for people in vocational rehab. Many are over 30% higher, and several are almost double. This is true across the entire sample. I wanted to go back because I wanted to mention that I had talked about nursing and truck drivers as being the highest. Well, nursing ranked number 29 on the list of 32, so that's also an indication that not many people become, you know, go into nursing. And the median income for vocational rehab in nursing was $22 as compared to the general labor force of $30.69 an hour. For truck drivers are a little better, it's number 15, and for vocational rehab consumers, it's $13.75 an hour, as opposed to the general labor force of $18.74. Our analysis also indicated that entry-level managers in the general labor force earn nearly twice the median wages of vocational rehab consumers in this category, and it's also another title outside of the top 10 occupations. So our analysis indicated that consumers with disabilities were frequently placed in unskilled jobs with little opportunity for career development or advancement. Though speculative, possible explanations for this discrepancy include higher education levels or established work histories with an employer for the general labor force. Additional research would be needed to substantiate this result. However, this cannot fully explain the discrepancies. So now, recommendations, that's part I like. Emphasize the functional abilities over disability. So understanding functional limitations, a counselor, understanding the difference between functional limitations as opposed to a category, disability category, can do a lot to help place a person in a position that's going to provide them with really a better sense of their work and a better abilities to do their job. Sorry. So, for example, Bronwyn in 2010 developed a list of 19 categories of functional limitation. Examples include categories such as difficulty in interpreting information, limitations of sight and total blindness, limitation of stamina, cognitive limitation, or difficulty in handling and fingering. So that's quite different than just putting a label on someone about you have ADHD. You know, it gives you a lot more information. Number two. And of course, assistive technology to help minimize limitations of function. So counselors should really know and be aware of the assistive technology that's available. And they don't always, and as was previously stated, sometimes consumers don't know what's available to them too. Access to appropriate information about functional limitations and accommodations. I provided a really great resource here, the Job Accommodation Network. Some of you might be familiar with that, some not. It's a really great resource for learning about information about functional limitations and accommodations. And here's the contact information if you need that. But AskJan.org, or just Google Jan and you should be able to find it. And finally, a really important consideration is consumer choice. The occupations should not be considered a restriction on an individual's career goals. Advocacy and empowerment and choice, helping a person understand and move toward work they want to do and like to do and interest them is going to help them have greater employment outcomes every time, I think. That's it. There's my email address if you have any questions or comments later on or want to say hi. Thank you.